New adventure and Pumlin on W4CY Radio.
Wake up, America! It's time for the Adventures of Hype Man on W4CY.com, West Palm Beach's number one internet radio station. Here's your host, the Hype Man.
This is the Pipe Man here on the Adventures Pipe Man W4CY Radio, and I'm excited about our next guest because we got some badass new music coming out. So let's welcome to the show Phil Lewis from LA Guns. How are you?
I'm all right, Pipe Man. Thanks a lot for having me. I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing amazing, especially since you guys are coming out with new music. And, you know, listen, I am always in awe as somebody who is a metalhead. Going back to the 80s, I'm always in awe of bands that can go on for 20, 30, 40 years and still come up with new material.
Amazing, isn't it? You know, but, you know, like we were all told when we embarked on this foolish endeavor, well, all, at the best, you're only going to get 2 years.
Right.
They'd scare us with things like that. And like, no, you should join the army. Get a real career. And extraordinary, isn't it? Like 40 years. It blows my mind. It really blows my mind. You know, it's just like, I never thought. And I thought, you know, maybe a couple of years. Then again, I didn't think I was going to be in LA very long. I didn't think I was going to be in LA Guns for more than a few months. And it's just, you know, here's what they say. It's the saying, the country saying is, you don't give up the road gives up you.
Yes,
and,
there you go.
I've always loved that. And if you just change the road to the biz or whatever you want to call it, the passion, whatever, it rings true. And it's just not ready to give us up. And it's a good thing because while we're here to talk about this new fantastic record, the band is firing on all cylinders. And I'll leave it to you.
Well, yes, it definitely is. And like, I want to point out some things you said, because it's so true. Because I remember being on the Sunset Strip in the 80s and not even thinking I was going to be 30 years old, much less 30 or 40 years later. So,
absolutely amazing. Yeah. I think ignorance is bliss.
No doubt.
What we didn't know couldn't hurt us, I can't believe it, you know. But I love it, you know. And you know, I've had, as far as my career goes, I've had highs and lows, peaks and valleys, and it's been quite the odyssey. And I wouldn't change a thing. I really wouldn't, especially when we're coming out. As far as I'm concerned, you know, we of all the bands from that era, we are the band making the best new music, and that's a feather in my cap that money can't buy.
Yes.
So sometimes I feel it's like out of our hands, as I said, you know, the road giving you up, not the other way around. I've gone with the flow, and the flow has served me well.
Absolutely. And this new album, it drops on November 12th. It's called Checkered Past. And listen, to me, listening to it, it is not only Checkered Past, but it brings me back to like the very beginning of LA Guns, but with the experience and the relativity of 2021.
Well, definitely. Thank you. The skills have improved.
Exactly.
That is, you know, our writing and our performing, my singing certainly, and just, you know, what we're better at what we do now than we were then. But we were young, exciting, and good looking, and you know, that wasn't that important. It wasn't the most important thing. Now it is. It doesn't really matter what we look like, you know, as long as, you know, we don't look like complete slobs up there. You know, the music at this point is really what we're trying to present. And it sounds fantastic. It's great. And it's youthful. It's young and it's enthusiastic. As long as we're doing that, as long as that we'll keep doing it. And I believe that there will be an interest in this. If we keep this kind of a standard I don't want it to sound like it's a chore. It is difficult, but it's fun. It's great fun. I enjoy every second of it. Well, not every second. There are some seconds that I don't love. But you know, I love talking to people like you. When it's all said and done, when it's all recorded, it's in the can, and I'm happy with the way it turned out, and other people are getting it. Money cannot buy that, and I'm very happy to be talking with you about this.
Yeah, and you know what? I don't think a lot of people really realize how much work goes into putting together a new album. Yes, it's fun, it's a blast, but there's the work side, too, and, you know, and that's why I say, like, I mean, what is it after 40 years of doing this that still gives you the inspiration to put words down on that piece of paper?
Well, you know, putting words down on paper is, you know, that's fine. I've been doing that my whole life, but it's the quality and of my, it's my partner. It's Tracy Guns, because when he gives me something, when he passes something over to me, finished a song, an idea, a concept, it is, he's never given me anything half-assed. He's never given me anything, well, it's just a rough idea, but I think it will get better once we, no, it's always in his mind. It's complete, and it's as good as it can be, as good as it can get, and as good as he can give. And I reciprocate. I do the same. It's just like, well, shit, I better get my best game on now. And it's always been that way. And it's really only that way with him, for me. I've worked with lots of other guitar players, hundreds of guitar players. And it's fun, and it's great, and it's productive. But never on the level. I'm a bit scared of him, to be honest, you know? because he's that good, you know? I want to be as good at my job as he is at his. And that's the pressure. And there's nothing wrong with a bit of pressure in a creative sense. It clearly, whatever it is working.
Yeah. And I, you know what? I also, like, I have to hand it to you. I love that you guys still have synergy. Like, how many people do we find on this earth that we could have synergy with for a lifetime, basically?
Yeah, no, he's my soul brother, all right. You know, we're both, you know, both Capricorns. We're both only children. We both had the vision. Yeah, it's been a good ride. You know, it hasn't been all wine and roses, believe me. I mean, we had a 15-year estrangement. That was awful. But, you know, we celebrated that with The Missing Piece, and hence the title was so appropriate for the first reunion record, The Missing Piece, and peace spelt like love and peace. He was doing stuff without me and I was doing stuff without him. And it wasn't bad. It was, you know, it was okay. But nothing like the quality of the work we do, our output, when we're together. We've got that Mick and Keith. Stephen and Joe, got that Roger Daltrey, Pete Townsend thing between the two of us. We're soul brothers, as I said, but Cain and Abel, we've had like epic fights, but we know each other a lot better now. We respect each other. We respect each other's boundaries. It's clear, isn't it? You know, there's definitely something going on when we get in a room together.
Yeah, totally. And, you know, it's funny, while you're talking, I was thinking about, I was just watching the newest documentary with Paul McCartney lately. And, what was cool in there is he was talking about John Lennon. He's like, you know, back then I was just playing with this bloke, John. And now I think about it, I'm like, oh my God, I was playing with John Lennon.
Isn't that funny?
Right?
Of all people could be that humble.
Right?
What a beautiful story. Yeah. Yeah, no, I wonder if Tracy tells that same story.
There you go.
So yeah, I love Paul, and you know, I love his output. He's still got it. He's still got the spark, and he's not doing it for the money, and he's great. He's definitely one of my idols too.
Well, like any artist that's been doing this forever, it's like the love of music. I was watching this documentary and he was just sitting there bopping his head to his own songs. Like, he's like, you know, now that I'm not a Beatle, I really like these Beatles songs. They're really good, you know, type of thing.
he's quite the comedian.
Right?
Yeah, no, I love him. I love him, you know. He's funny. He's still sharp, and he looks great. And he's a good example of you know, adding years doesn't mean getting old.
No. And so is Checkered Past, because this album, like I said, this is about as youthful as it gets. It's badass music. And one of the things I dig, too, is the track listing is, like, kind of divided up into, like, sets or suites. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about that?
The running order, you know, that was the very, very last thing that comes together. This album was recorded in a very untraditional way. Normally, you know, when you start a record, guys all get together in a room, bang out ideas, tweak choruses, and put it together. And when it's all sorted out, or you're happy with the way it sounds, then you practice it and you rehearse it and you play it countless times, hundreds of times, so that when you're in the studio and the red light goes on, that it's like second nature. You can do it in your sleep. That's the traditional way. This one was completely different. We weren't in a room. It was all recorded remotely. It was written remotely. By the time it got to me, it was all pretty much done. It was drum machine. You know, Tracy had the brief that we needed an album of a certain length, and I just let him go with it. You know, and I'd much rather he plays his own musical ideas than try and interpret mine. If I didn't like what he was coming up with, I might do something about it. But, you know, for the last three records, I love everything he's served up. And this one's no exception. In fact, this one's even better than the others for me. I've just been more, I don't know, I just feel a lot more confident about the way this one ended than the two that preceded it. I think it's a better record. But yeah, it's so, and then the drums were put on at the end. It's a very different process of the traditional way of doing it. Once we wrote and recorded and released Let You Down, that was the first thing that anyone heard from the record, and we got the universal thumbs up for that, and we had the blueprint, the template. We just ran with it, and we did a whole album's worth of stuff, and it was really good stuff. I mean, work. It was really good having something to immerse myself in during lockdown, during yeah. pandemic, during the time that I wasn't on the road, being that I've been on the road for 40 years and climbing up the fucking wall. It was really good to have that album to immerse myself in, and it was great therapy.
I'm sure it was. I think music's the best therapy there is, and I think we all in this whole world needed music more than ever in the past year and a half to 2 years. Thank God there's live music. You guys are going to be out there supporting the album. Tell everybody how they can connect with you guys on social media, get the new album.
Yeah, get the new album. We got Checkered Past, LAGuns.net. We're all over Facebook, Instagram. We have a Twitter page. The album drops in November 15. We have a few local California Vegas shows. Then we're going to play the Monsters of Rock cruise in February. And then in the summer, I'll give you the scoop. I'm pleased to announce that there will be a full American tour with LA Guns. It'd be Tom Kiefer from Cinderella, LA Guns, and Faster Pussycat.
Wow.
We'll be touring, coming to a venue near you, sunny summer of next year, and hopefully things will be back to close to normal.
Yeah,
and we can get back to business again.
Absolutely. Well, I am definitely looking forward to that tour, and I'm looking forward to all our listeners checking out your new music, because it is badass. It's as good as it gets, and you guys you're like a fine wine. You keep getting better.
Thank you, Pipe Man. That's great. I like to hear that.
There you go. I love it. Well, thank you, and thank you for being on the Adventures of Pipe Man.
Absolute pleasure, man. Thank you for support. And where are you calling from?
I'm in South Florida.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll be down there in no time at all, I'm sure. Certainly on the Tom tour.
Nice.
So come say hi. We'll take care of you.
Definitely. Sounds great. I love it.
What's up, rockers? Phil Lewis from LA Guns, and you're listening to my buddy, the Pipe Man, on W4CY Radio. Turn it up.
Thank you for listening to the Adventures of Pipe Man. on W4CY Radio.